Blog Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Her own life experience of substance abuse, a debilitating car accident, child abuse, loss of her own child, cancer at 18, and again at 48, all became catalysts for Kate to help others beat down the doors of defeat and focus on creating a truly amazing life. With the help of some dynamic individuals who've also overcome life's challenges and truly came out stronger, Kate promises to bring listeners an inspiring hour of power filled with humor and insight. Join Kate and her weekly guest as they share their secrets, what almost brought them down, and the inspiring techniques we all need to make our lives epic and spread the juiciness of hope. Now, here's your host, Kate Hennessy.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. If you hear a funny sound in the background in the studio, these are my heaters because, oh my, it is so cold in Canada. Wherever you are, I hope you're a lot warmer than we are right now. However, stay with us for the next hour because I think this show will really warm you up with inspiration, because today we are going to be continuing with our special segment on mental health awareness, and today's guest is Bill McPhee. Bill is the CEO and founder of Magpie Media Inc., and he was diagnosed with schizophrenia when he was 24 years old. So today we're going to talk about his journey and the launching of his amazing magazine, SZ. So welcome to the show, Bill.
Thank you, Kate. Good to be here.
It's great to have you here. I would really like for you, because this has been many years since you were first diagnosed, can you take us back to the beginning of when you first were diagnosed and what happened? Because I believe that schizophrenia, is that not a diagnosis that happens to a certain age group and really a certain, really more so males than females?
Sure. Well, let me start by saying this. First of all, I want to just make mention that I was very, very ill. I was very, very sick. I was hospitalized 6 different times. I lived in 3 different group homes, and I actually had a suicide attempt. So I was very, very ill. And really, schizophrenia has 3 legs to it. What causes it, they say, is that it's genetic, biochemical, and a stressor. And what that means is that for the genetic part, usually a lot of times there's history of mental illness in the family, though sometimes it can skip generations and not be something in the family. But usually there's a genetic component to it. And then there's also a biochemical component to it, which means that in the brain you have certain chemicals such as dopamine and serotonin and a whole bunch of other chemicals. And, you know, the scientists tell us that schizophrenia basically is a chemical imbalance because of the the receptors and everything, the connections in the brain aren't really working that well, which causes symptoms of schizophrenia, which I'll get into in a minute. And then the third one is the stressor, usually brought on. So when you have a stressor, it could be like many times people who are in first year university or colleges going away, or if they're getting a divorce or something like that. Usually a major stressor in life, if you have the genetic component and the biochemical component, schizophrenia can appear. And as you mentioned, schizophrenia is known as youth's greatest disabler. And the reason for that is because usually it hits between the ages of 15 and 24, 25. There's always exceptions to that, but it's known as youth's greatest disabler because when it hits early, a lot of people don't know the symptoms. A lot of people don't know what are happening with them. And it's a really, really tough time. And schizophrenia, the statistics on schizophrenia is very, very high. 1 out of every 100 people will have this illness. Just in the U.S. alone, there's 2.5 million people with this illness. So it's very, very common. And it's a lifetime illness that people may have their whole life, but with medication and proper psychosocial support, people can bounce back and live a normal life, even when there's this bump in the road.
Right. Well, what was your life like up until the time that what were the first instances that you started to notice, or did someone else start to say, something's not right here, Bill?
Yeah, well, actually what happened is that I was very goal-orientated when I was younger, and I was actually, on my 19th birthday, I was on a plane to Singapore looking for work in the oil fields in the South China Sea. Because I went to a school for become a commercial diver, as a commercial scuba diver. And so, that was my background. And then when I came back to Canada, I had a house, I had other jobs and everything like that. And what happened is there was a stressor in my life where I actually got a girl pregnant, and I didn't tell anybody about that. I suppressed it and didn't tell anybody about that, and it was suppressing it. And so I was kind of looking for forgiveness, and I started to dive into theology. And so some of the first symptoms were basically my sleeping pattern started to fall off, where it'd be 2-3 in the morning, and I'd wake up, be wide awake, and the first thing I'd do is start reading scripture. Well, the thing is, what happened is that I would actually see words float off the page and expand and contract, and my walls were decorated with barnwood, and there'd be knots there, and I'd look at the knots, and I'd actually see those knots turning into faces and things like that. So those were the first symptoms. And let me just mention about schizophrenia, actually what it was. The word schizophrenia means split from reality or psychosis. And a lot of people think that schizophrenia is multiple personality and all that, but that's not true. It just means split from reality. And I should say, let me give you an instance with schizophrenia, is that both it has what's known as positive symptoms and negative symptoms. And a lot of people think, oh, wow, positive symptoms, that sounds good. It's positive and negative sounds bad. But what that means is basically positive symptoms of schizophrenia are symptoms that are added to our personality that shouldn't be there. For example, we may hear voices, we may have delusions, hallucinations, because of the chemical imbalance, our senses become more heightened, our sense of smell, our sense of taste, our hearing becomes more acute. Those are positive symptoms because they're added to our personality that shouldn't be there. As well with schizophrenia, you can have what's known as negative symptoms or deficit symptoms. And these symptoms are basically things that should be part of us, but they're lacking. For example, we have a lack of motivation, a lack of energy, a lack of drive, depression can set in. And so those are the things that that schizophrenia has. You have positive and negative symptoms.
Okay. Now, and I'm just going to interrupt you for a minute, because did you think at the time, there you are, you're sitting, you're reading, you're looking at the scriptures, and all of a sudden words are jumping off the page. I mean, I think maybe there was something wrong with my eyes. Obviously, something a little bit more intense was going on. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit more about this whole split from reality symptoms that we're talking about, and explore a little bit more about coping with mental illness. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie K., visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jan, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back. You're listening to Get Focused Radio with my special guest, Bill McPhee. Now, we are just going to go back and talk. When we left, Bill, we were talking about how some of these symptoms started to arrive. And I had said to you that I would think if I saw words jumping off a page, I would be looking for as normal a prognosis as possible, something like my eye, there's something wrong with my eyes. But these are some of the symptoms where we really start to question almost your sanity.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when this was happening to me, I didn't jump to the conclusion and say, you know, Bill, you must be mentally ill. These things are happening. The words are floating off. You're seeing pictures in the wall and everything like that. But what happens is that because I didn't think I could be mentally ill at age 24. You think that if you're going to be mentally ill, you'd be mentally ill as a child. But what happens then? So I thought, well, something supernatural is happening, something out of the ordinary. And that what that did is that created a seed of paranoia, and so I became paranoid. And just like Kate, I mentioned that with these words floating off, it was just like maybe your audience, a lot of people probably saw the movie A Beautiful Mind with Russell Crowe that Ron Howard produced. And in that movie, Russell Crowe was in the Pentagon, and he was looking all at the wall at these numbers and letters, and all of a sudden they became darkened and heightened, and they floated off the wall to him. And that was exactly what was happening to me. That's an illusion, and with a positive symptom of schizophrenia, as well. In A Beautiful Mind, to give you an example, remember he when he was in the seclusion room and that, and he was very digging a chip. He thought there was a chip or resistor in his wrist that somebody planted in there, and he was trying to dig it out. It was bleeding and everything. And then so that's a positive symptom. He had that delusion that he was working for the government and he was trying to break code and everything like that.
Right.
A negative symptom that was very well cleared, shown in that movie, was where Russell Crowe's wife handed him a little baby and he had it in his arms, but he couldn't coo it or hug it or comfort it, and that because he had a negative symptom, that lack of emotion, or that emotional blandness, the lack of joy there, very, very prevalent.
Okay, so is this something family oriented? I mean, did you have anyone in your family that might have recognized that you were having difficulties because it was in the family, or were you the first?
Well, I'll tell you. Well, first of all, with schizophrenia, you can have what's called acute psychosis or acute onset, and that means like within a short period of time, something out of the ordinary, really different. People see a big difference in you, or some major event will happen. There's also what's known as slow schizophrenia, or people may think it's a fad where, you know, the son or daughter may be in their basement, and then the parents may think they're just going through a fad or something, or a phase where they're lonely, they're isolating themselves. Parents may think somebody's on street drugs or drugs, and it's a phase. So a lot of times when there's slow onset of schizophrenia, people don't find out for many years that they're ill. But in my case, it was very acute. I mean, I was basically walking down the street naked with no clothes on and very delusional and everything like that. And so obviously people knew something was very, very drastically wrong. And so I ended up in hospital in the psych ward. And that's one of the problems, is that a lot of people, they may have symptoms, or the family members know that they may be symptoms, but yet it's not, people have to wait. And to get the help, almost something really tragic has to happen before somebody gets help. And that's a real tragedy, because, like I said, the one out of every five people will have a mental illness.
Right. Now, when you were in this full psychosis, this full on walking, you know, walking around mm-hmm. without your clothes on and whatnot, were you put in forcibly? Did they take you, and did your family do this, or did?
Yeah.
You...
Well, what happened is that you know, we talk about the cold weather. This was in January, one of the coldest months of the year at the time, and so obviously, you know, I was picked up by the police and brought to the Fort Erie Hospital, where they thawed me out, kind of thing, and then they sent me to Niagara Falls. I had a psych ward, and I got admitted in there. And you know, even be admitted in there when you're in a psychosis and you don't know what's real, what's not, and can be very, very scary. And actually, they were in a wheelchair, I was being wheeled on the unit, and you know, I saw all these arrows and code, and I didn't know if it was for me. I saw exit signs, I didn't know if it was a signal for me to try to exit. And anyways, I jumped out of the wheelchair, and I actually went to the end of the hall, and I hit an orderly in that, and then that's when they all came on top of me, gave me an injection to put me to sleep, and I woke up 24, 48 hours later in a seclusion room, being restrained in that. So,
okay. Now, I don't know what your experience there. I'd like you to talk us through that, because I know that in our family we had something very similar, and I don't know, and this was a little more recent than yours, so the help that people get from what we saw, what we dealt with, was that you were put into the top the high priority ward, where there's literally it's very hard to visit your loved ones, because there's a guard, they search your bag. I mean, mm-hmm. it's almost like a little prison, but it's in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But after the initial few days, there was very little help. There was very little there other than saying, well, you know, take them and see a psychologist and carry on from there. But there wasn't a whole lot of diagnosis at that time for us.
Yeah, and I think that happens different places, depending where you are in the country, depending on, you know, the laws of the state or province. And but it is, I mean, there doesn't seem to be a lot of help out there for people. But let me just say, though, that the most important help that somebody needs is to get a good doctor, to get that chemical imbalance that brought on all these symptoms, and that back to normal. And in my opinion, medication does that. Medication is the foundation. You have to get back into reality. And in my case, I tried many different medications, but when I found one that worked, it literally brought me back into reality. I mean, for example, you know, being out of reality, I lost my house, I lost my friends, I lost my job, I lost my financial security, and all these things, and then you get back into reality with the medication, you lose all these things, and you say, well, life isn't very nice, kind of thing. Life kind of sucks because you're in this situation. And but and a lot of things that happen with mental illness is that we all have kind of a poor self-esteem and that no-hope attitude, because at the time we see our situation as very, very negative and non-productive and very, you know, it's a very, very hard illness to go through. And so like I said, you know, I had help to pick up the pieces of my life, and I tried to do a lot of things, and, you know, but there is life after mental illness, believe me, but a lot of people going through it don't see that help. But medication is, in my opinion, is the foundation. You've got to get back into reality. But one of the statistics is that, though, 80% of people who are on medication will get feeling better, will be feeling good, and then they say, oh, I feel fine, I feel good, I guess I don't need this medication. They go off the medication, and they relapse. And that happened to me as well.
Did it? Okay. I was just thinking that, because that's exactly what happened in our family, that it was amazing, the turnaround, the difference in personality, and the almost this comeback to the person that we'd known all those years before schizophrenia had gotten hold of him, and then to be on that medication and then literally to say, I'm not taking it anymore, I don't need that, because look how well I'm doing. And it was as though the carpet had been pulled out from under us.
And you know, and the thing is that what people don't realize is that this illness affects the mind, the brain. I mean, you know, if we have a broken arm and we see a bone sticking out of our arm and we see blood there, well, our brain says to our body, you know, oh, wow, I got a broken arm, I better get help, I better get this looked at. But with mental illness, the cruel part is that it affects the brain, it affects the mind, and especially with schizophrenia is that we don't believe we're ill. And that's what's so frustrating with this illness, and for family members and for loved ones, is because they see a person who's not logic, not doing things logically, and we can't deal with that, because that's all we know. When we're sane, all we know is logic. But when people are out of logic, it's very, very frustrating and very, very difficult. I mean, one of the greatest scenes in the movie of A Beautiful Mind was when Russell Crowe's wife went into the bathroom, and she looked in the mirror, and she started crying and everything, and she picked up a glass and threw it at the mirror, and the mirror shattered, and all the glass went, and then she broke down and was crying and everything. That's really what happens. That's what these family members are going through, because their loved ones are in so much pain and suffering, and you know, they used to be very high functioning and goal orientated, and then all of a sudden this illness hits, and it really takes us down, really takes a toll on us.
Absolutely. The frustration and depression for the whole dynamics of everyone involved is huge. And I want to come back and talk a little bit about how it does affect family, and some of the signs that we can take over a little bit and understand that, no, you don't just have a moody teenager. There's something really wrong here. So we're going to come back shortly after this commercial break. Stay with us with my guest, Bill McPhee.
Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams, or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia, or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Get Focused Radio. I'm Kate Hennessy and I have special guest Bill McPhee here talking about life after mental illness. And Bill, when we took the break, we were talking about how family is so affected, and you made point of that really poignant moment in the film A Beautiful Mind, when his wife throws the glass against the mirror, and the effect that it has on a family is truly overwhelming. As you said, sometimes for some of us it might be your own child, where you've raised this amazing, high functioning, career oriented child that just was a happy little fellow or girl, and then all of a sudden, I think what most of us kind of go, because it's the most comfortable way to go, is, well, I have a really difficult teenager. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it's very hard to sort through what is a difficult teenager to a teenager with difficulties, big time.
Yeah. You're right. Families do go through a living hell, but I must say that for the people who do well with this illness, and and myself included, I've always had the support of my family. My family was there, and I see that a lot of times as well. But one of the frustrating things is that within the confidentiality part of this illness, where doctors won't talk to parents or nursing staff won't talk to parents, and really it's fine for them to send us home over the weekend and everything like that, but they tell the parents nothing and all that. And I think that really, really has to change. There are some good, really good doctors and people who get around that, but that's one of the issues family members make, is that confidentiality. And really, who knows best what your family member is like? I mean, you might be on the ward and the nurses see you or something like that, or you may have a doctor visit, every 2 weeks or something like that. But really, your family knows you and knows what's happening at home. And so that's why it's frustrating there. But like you said, going through, I mean, somebody could be in the basement and parents think that it's just a phase because they would never dream that their son or daughter would be mentally ill because, like I said, when they're growing up, they're fine. And that's why this illness is called youth's greatest disabler because it hits between ages of, say, you know, 15 and 25 with all these exceptions.
Yeah. And if you don't do something between those ages, it then, as you say, it gets even more difficult. I mean, it's very difficult once they hit adult, 18, 19, because you cannot, you know, I had it in our own case where I was being asked, well, you know, make an appointment for me. Make the appointment for me to see the specialist to see. And you'd call to make the appointment, and when they'd say, well, how old is the child? Well, the child is, you know, 21, 22.
Yeah.
And they'd say, sorry, they have to make their own appointments. Well, they've just gone off their medication. They're not cooperating. They're asking me to do this because they're usually they're extremely depressed. They don't feel like doing anything. And it's very, very hard to do that. So, yeah, I think there are some changes. And, you know, and perhaps we'll talk about your amazing magazine and if you perhaps address that at some point in that.
Sure.
Know.
Yeah, yeah.
But go ahead. But tell me at what point. So I know that you had attempted a suicide. Was it one time?
Yes. It was one time. This was when I was going through the depression. A lot of times, people with schizophrenia sometimes they'll go into a depression or maybe they won't. It depends. But yes, I was very depressed and. I OD'd on my sleeping pills, and I wrote a suicide note and said that, you know, it's just too dark. I can't stand the darkness. It's just, you know, and I can't cope, and there's just no hope. And my dad found me, and they called the doctor, the ambulance, and they took me. They pumped my stomach out, and I don't remember any of that. I just remember waking up in the psych ward again after that happened. But to your point, as far as you know, people, what happens when people get hit with them when they're young, is that they lose their social aspect. I mean, our teen years are so important because that's where really we develop our social skills. We start dating. We start, you know, learning about the world and that. And when people are hit at, you know, 15, 16, 17, and 18, they lose that. They lose their teens, or they lose that socializing period where so much is so important. And that's where a lot of times women do a little bit better with this illness than men, because a lot of times women get hit a little bit later, and they may have some education underneath them, or they may have a career started or something that they can get back to. Where when we're hit when we're 16, 17, 18, really, you know, we don't go to school, we're not in the university aspect, where our social life is there, and we don't have maybe our first or second job, and so it's difficult to break into that, to jump in and get work all of a sudden. And so it's not impossible, but that's where psychosocial rehabilitation comes in place, and that's what I do. I consider myself as a recovery specialist, and I actually have a program called the Bright Future Program that I work with. Right now I'm working with a rehabilitation center in the U.S. On a Bright Future Program where we're trying to get people back to my definition of recovery is where when you wouldn't want to be anybody else but who you are today, you can say you recovered. And that's not only for people with mental illness, but it's for everybody in the whole population.
Okay, and now is that only in the U.S. that group is right now?
Well, yeah, right now I'm just doing it with the Country Cottages. It's a rehabilitation place in Atlanta where I go down three times a month and present this program and do one-on-one with their clients. And basically we talk about my six pillars of recovery, which are, you know, spirituality, physical health, relationships, family, finance, and careers. And those are the six pillars of rehabilitation.
Okay. And do you have a website that people could get in touch with you to...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people can just go to our website is mentalwellnesstoday.com. If they go to mentalwellnesstoday.com, they'll see our as a Z magazine in the U.S. for schizophrenia, and we have a version in Canada as well. That's both hard copy and digital. And then I also publish a digital Anchor magazine, which is Overcoming Depression and Anxiety. We mentioned this before, Kate, that one out of five people will have a mental illness. It's huge, whether it be schizophrenia, schizoaffective, bipolar, depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, anxiety, and it really takes a toll on society. And I think that what's happening is more and more people are starting to talk about it now. There's still a lot of stigma, but we're seeing the first stages of people really talking about mental illness in the workplace, and because everybody is connected, everybody knows somebody who has a mental illness.
Absolutely. And SC Magazine, now it covers all of that. It covers schizophrenia, bipolar, depression. It's not just...
Well, no, the SZ Magazine and SZ is just on schizophrenia. It's basically a magazine for schizophrenia, and then Anchor is basically for depression and anxiety.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit, maybe personal for you, but when you were going through all of this and you're getting better and you're on medication and you're starting, you know, you're kind of getting back to where you were and what your family recognized. What was it like for you when you're out socializing again, dating? You know, it's time and you want to have a normal life. So, what was dating like for you?
Well, it's funny. Not funny, but I can remember doing a pen pal thing, writing back and forth to a girl that lived 20 minutes away from me, and I said I wrote a letter to her, and I was writing back and forth. And one letter I told her that I had schizophrenia, and I got a letter back, and it said, "Boy, I could not have anything to do with schizophrenia, somebody with schizophrenia, because my mother had it, and I couldn't live like that way." And I was all bummed out in that, but I went to the Lord prompted me to go over to the computer, and I went over to the computer, and I typed in three words in a search engine. I typed in mail order bride, and bang, this website comes up based out of Hawaii called Sunshine International. And so I sent my $60 away, and 2 weeks later, this book comes with 312 Asian women in it. And I remember in my younger days, I lived in Singapore as a commercial diver, and I fell in love with Asian culture. So to make a long story short, I started writing my wife, who was living in Singapore at the time, but she was from the Philippines, and we started up a relationship, and in 1998, August 15th, 1998, my wife and I were married in the Philippines, and we live in Canada now, and we've been married for, 14 years, I think, and I have a child with Aileen, Dwight, who's 10, and Hannah Faith, who's 8.
Wow. We're going to take our last break, and I want to come back and talk a little bit more about dating and career and that there is life after mental illness. So please stay with us.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy helps us refocus when life gets in the way. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power filled with humor and insight will have you screaming yes to your life. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose. And bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back, everyone. You're back on Get Focused Radio with my special guest, Bill McPhee. And if you'd like some more information, especially about for our in the States, you can go to mentalwellnesstoday.com to learn about the rehab center, the Cottages of Mountain Creek, which he's involved in Atlanta, Georgia. And, of course, for he also has an anchor magazine, too, that we're going to talk a little bit more about. But I want to go back. You were telling us that you didn't want to deal with the gals out here because they didn't have a very good response to any type of probably illness whatsoever. But you found your beautiful bride. You've been married for 14 years, two beautiful children. And did you find that, is it something that you have to bring up? You know, when you go for a job interview and they ask you, you know, personal questions, is that something that is necessary to bring up, or is that something that, you know, we don't talk about, or should
we? Yeah. Well, you know, it's very different. I think that there's not one right answer to that. I mean, every individual has to make their own choice. I mean, for example, you know, going in, as you mentioned, going for a job interview or something, if you have a 5-year gap, I was honest and I told people I had a 5-year gap on my resume, and they'd say, well, what did you do? And basically I'd say, well, I was basically lying on the couch for 5 years, but you know, if you hire me, that was like my vacation. You hire me, I'll never need another day off as long as I live, kind of thing, you know. But so, you know, it could be individual, but especially with dating. I mean, you know, when I met my wife over in Singapore, and that we hung out together for a couple of weeks, and then I was getting close to going, and I told her, you know, before I asked her to marry me and all that, I told her, you know, I suffer from this illness known as schizophrenia. And she's never really heard of it and didn't know anything about it, but her sister was a nurse in the Philippines, and so she called her, and her sister said, you know, I worked on psych wards and that, with proper medication and psychosocial rehabilitation, people can live relatively normal lives. So really, she's really responsible for my sister-in-law, and I was responsible for telling my wife positive things, where you know, it could have been very negative and everything like that. So, you know, do you tell or not? I can remember, you know, we had in the magazine, we focused on people with mental illness and recovery stories and different things like that. And this one fella, we did a story on and everything. It was very public. But then a few years later, he came back and he said, you know, can you wipe all the references off of Google and everything in the article and all that, because I want to go back in the closet kind of thing. And you know what? We can't judge people because everybody has a little different thing. I mean, I'm fortunate that I can advocate on behalf of people with schizophrenia and people with mental illness because, you know, I'm public. I'm like that. Even, you know, my mom and dad before, you know, my mom would say, oh, well, what would the neighbors think, or what will people think? And my dad was kind of have the attitude of, you know, who cares what they think? Who cares about them kind of thing? And so different people have different attitudes, and but there is becoming a more awareness of mental illness, and it is coming out, and it can only get better as far as publicity and awareness. And you know, I think what we really need to do is we really need to educate journalists and educate the media in society, because if we could change a generation of the media or a generation of journalists, everybody will be getting the correct facts on mental illness. Everybody will be getting the truth and the awareness, and stigma will be, you know, will go down, because there is a lot of stigma with mental illness.
Absolutely. And is that what you found when you decided to launch Schizophrenia Digest in March 1994? Was there just nothing out there? Has there ever been anything out there?
Yeah, no, you know what? There wasn't a lot out there. I mean, I definitely found a niche there, and, you know, I wanted to help people and support people and share my story kind of thing. And there wasn't a lot out there. And even today, really, with the scale, that there's not a lot out there today. I mean, you know, even with our publication, a lot of times we say it's the best kept secret, because we, you know, a lot of people don't really know. But with the internet and with forums, there's important that people are getting the facts and are getting the information, and it's very true.
And have you found a big difference since you started as to now, as to how many people contact you and share their stories?
You know, I think what's happening is that no matter who I talk to, and that there'll always be somebody who will know somebody with a mental illness and then tell their story and about them. And, you know, because everybody has a story and everybody wants to hear it. And I think, you know, we talked about suicide earlier. I mean, last year in the U.S. alone, there was 32,000 people who committed suicide in a 12-month period. That's huge. And you can bet that, you know, any one of those people, they at that time would have probably wished that they were somebody other than who they were at that time. And you know, that's a big issue too with our youth today and suicide and all that. And you know, we need to bring it out and talk about it, which is happening.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about we talked about it briefly, but one of the things that you feel is so important is this whole proponent of being busy. Explain that.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of times people get back into reality, they get stable with medication, and they maybe have been, you know, 2 or 3 years trying to get recovered and everything like that, and they have to go out for a job, or they're going back to school. But what happens is that people have goals, they want to do something, but from getting from point A to point B, you need a lot of baby steps and a lot of opportunity. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of opportunity out there for people to get back into the mainstream, to get back working and that. And what happens, people become stuck. They become stuck and they become bored. And that can be one of the hardest things, because, you know, having a meaningful purpose, whether you're volunteering or whether it's work or whatever, is so important. But so many people get stuck, and because of their self-esteem and lack of confidence, which is very prevalent, and they don't progress up there, and it's because there's a lack of opportunity. And I can remember when I was on the ward, the psychiatric ward, there was a, you know, the recreation guy, Paul, who was there, and he literally told me, he said, you know what, Bill, he said, you're going to be right back in here if you don't find something to do with your time. And it's so important, because when we're not busy, when we have all that time to dwell on the past and to dwell on things, it creates havoc with our mental wellness, with our mental health. And we need to get people unstuck. That's the next story. And back into recovery. And that is possible. And I know that, and that's why I love getting up there and speaking and sharing my story, because, you know, I think I do have some practical advice, and I did live through this, and I know how people can get back to recovery. But again, you have to say to yourself, I mean, you have to say that I want to do it, or I have to do it, because it's sort of like that leading a horse to water, but it's, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, sort of thing. People have to have that initiative and say, I want a better quality of life. And that's what it's all about. It's about a quality of life, to better our quality of life.
Well, I just want to thank you so much, Bill. You know, we could spend another hour on this, because there is so much that needs to get out there, but you're doing an amazing job, and I want to thank you and your great publications. For everyone out there, make sure that you do check out mentalwellnesstoday.com, and you can read all about Bill and the great things that he's doing. And thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing this with us. Really appreciate it, and great information that we've learned today. And I wish you the best of luck with the magazine and everything else that you're doing with the rehab center. And I know you've got a dream that you shared with me, and I hope that dream comes true for you.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate the chance to do an interview. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Take care, and we will hopefully talk to you again.
Very good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'd like to thank everyone for coming on the show today, Get Focused Radio. My special guest, Bill McGee. Make sure you do check out mentalwellnesstoday.com, because there is life after mental illness, and check out his magazine. So, hey, are you a fan of The Walking Dead? If so, you won't want to miss next week's show. I have Irony Singleton, who's best known to audiences as the menacing Kingpin Alton in the Academy Oscar Award-nominated film The Blind Side. It was the biggest box office grossing sports movie of all time. But even better than that, because I'm crazy about the show The Walking Dead, he played the compassionate, tough guy T-Dog in this Emmy Award-winning, Golden Globe-nominated show Walking Dead. So he's coming on next week. He's going to talk about his new book, which is called Blindsided by the Walking Dead, and his extremely tough journey from street kid to star. So please stay with me for that show next week. Out you go. Please try and make a difference, and we will see you then. Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to Get Focused Radio with Kate Hennessy. Tune in each Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't miss this powerful hit show, as Kate and her guests inspire you to become beyond amazing, overcome life's challenges, and truly become unstoppable. This hour of power, filled with humor and insight, will have you screaming yes to your life. Tune in next week as Kate and her guests share their secrets, talk about what almost brought them down, and offer inspiring techniques we all need in order to make our lives epic. For more information about Kate and the show, visit GetFocusedRadio.com and spread the juiciness of hope.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing hosts, incredible guests. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought.